弟兄姐妹早上好，今天是夏令时结束的第一个主日。
This is the first Sunday after the end of the summer daylight time.
所以今天我们多出一个小时。
We have an extra hour today.
大家有没有觉得多出一个小时，多出好多时间啊？
Did you feel like you have a lot more time than just an hour?
Yeah. 好，在我们开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告啊。
Let's have a prayer.
天父上帝，我们来到你的诗人宝座面前。
Dear Father in heaven, we come to your precious throne.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give praises to you.
因为每天的时间都是你赐给我们丰富的恩典。
Because you have given us time every day, and that's your blessing.
让我们善用主你所赐给我们的时间。
Help us to use our time wisely.
我们特别将今天我们主日的敬拜，我们恭敬地仰望你。
We put our today's worship in your hands.
愿我们用来思想主的启示、主的话语的时间，都是蒙神祝福的。
Help us to bless the time that we use to ponder your words and your revelations.
愿我们得的智慧的心
，May we have a wisdom in our heart.
能够在我们的一生的脚步当中，能够活出主你所赐给我们的荣耀。
So we can live our life to your glory.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那不知道大家最近是不是都有跟踪这个新闻的报道啊？我想最近大家有跟踪这个新闻的报道啊。
I think everybody has been following the news lately.
那么以巴的冲突啊，正在是进入白热化的一个阶段。
The conflict between Israel and Hamas has become escalating.
那么当地，那么这个不论是以色列人还是巴勒斯坦人，都在经历一种战争这个惨烈的状况。
Whether you are Israelis or on the other side, you are experiencing war.
那不但是在中东地区，其实这个也影响到我们居住在美国的人哈。
Not only in the Middle East, but also in the United States.
我们看到一个新闻，就说有一个大学生啊，他的名字叫 Patrick Dai 哈。
We have heard a college student named Patrick Dai.
他是康奈尔大学的一个亚裔的学生。
Is an Asian student in Cornell.
因为他在网上就是发表这个关于反对犹太人的这种非常激进的言论啊。
He has put out words about anti-Semitic discussions online.
结果他就被警方给拘捕了。
And he was arrested.
所以他的父母也是非常担心，要开车到这个康奈尔大学去哈。
His parents drove to Cornell.
那么结果康奈尔大学整个都停课哈。
And they stopped classes.
因为这个情况啊，威胁是蛮严重的一个情况。
Because it's very dangerous on campus.
所以你看这个世界就充满了各种各样的纷争啊。
There are so many conflicts between the nations.
国与国之间，民族与民族之间。
And we have seen the conflict between nations and ethnicities.
那这个冲突一直是不间断的。
And it's never stopped.
而且大有这个愈演愈烈的状况。
It seems to be escalating.
那么人类的未来的命运在哪里？其实就关键在于我们怎么样去处理这些冲突的问题。
The future of our humanity hinges on how we deal with conflicts.
所以民族跟民族之间的仇恨。
So the enmity between nations.
国家与国家之间的竞争。
Competition between countries.
那么文明与宗教之间的对立。
And the differences between cultures and religions.
如果这些个问题不能够得到妥善处理的话。
If these issues are not resolved.Properly,
人类的生存都是悬于一旦。
And our humanity's survival hinges upon that.
今天我们来继续看以撒的这个故事系列。
We're going to continue the story of Isaac.
今天我们来讲第三讲。
We're going to have the third sermon on that.
我们一起来思考，那么以撒跟非利士人相争的这个故事。
We're going to talk about the tale.Of the conflict between Isaac and Philistines.
他们是为水源相争的。
And they are arguing over wells.
那么我们以前曾经讲过，以撒就是现在以色列人的祖先哈。
And we've said that Isaac is the
Israel.
Israel's head of Israel.
It's the ancestor.
Ancestor of Israel.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
那么但是有人在网上说，这个巴勒斯坦人的祖先是腓力士人，这个是不对的哈。
People say online that Palestinians are the ancestor of
Philistines. 那么这里的腓力士人呢，实际上跟后面圣经里面讲的腓力士人其实已经都不是一群人了。
And what we talk about today in the Philistines is different from the later on mentioned in the Bible.
所以更不要说他们跟现在的巴勒斯坦人之间就是没有什么必然的联系。
And not even to mention the similarity between then and now in the area.
所以今天我们来看这个以撒跟这个腓力士人相争的故事哈。
When we look at the story of Isaac, conflict with the Philistines,
我们希望从中可以得到启发啊。
And we hope that we can get some inspiration.
希望我们不但学到说国与国之间我们怎么样和平的相处。
We can learn how to be equally dealing with one nation to the other.
其实对于我们个人来说，就是人际之间怎么样的和睦相处，我想也是有帮助的。
Even it'll help us to learn how to deal with one another on a personal level.
好，今天我们来看这段经文在创世纪。
We're going to look at Genesis.
创世纪第二十六章。
Chapter 26.
如果你没有需要圣经的话，可以举手，后面我们招待会把圣经拿给你。
If you need a Bible, we have some in the back.
创世纪第二十六章，我们来读十八节到三十三节。
Verses 18 through 33.
我来读中文，然后 Melissa 来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
创世纪第二十六章十八节，当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因腓力士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来。仍照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。
And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines have stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them.
以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there.
基拉尔的牧人与以撒的牧人争竞说，这水是我们的。以撒就给那井起名叫埃瑟，就是相争的意思。
But the herdsmen of Gera quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, this water is ours. So he called the name of well Isaac, because they quarreled with him.
以撒的仆人又挖了一口井，他们又为这井争竞，因此以撒给这井起名叫西提拿。就是为敌的意思。
Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sina.
以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井。他们不为这井争竞了，就给那井起名叫利和伯，就是宽阔的意思。他说：“耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地，我们并在这地昌盛。”
And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel of it. So he called his name Rehoboth, because he said, For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
以撒从那里上别示巴去。
Then he went up from there to Beersheba.
当夜，耶和华向他显现说，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你。并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故，使你的后裔繁多。
And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
亚比米勒同他的朋友亚胡撒和他的军长菲戈从基拉尔来见以撒。
Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzah, one of his friends, and Phicol, then commander of his army.
以撒对他们说，你们既然恨我，打发我走了，为什么到我这里来呢？
And Isaac said to them, why have you come to me since you hate me and have sent me away from you?
他们说，我们明明的看见耶和华与你同在，便说不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约。
But they said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you.
使你不害我们，正如我们未曾害你，一味的厚待你，并且打发你平平安安的走。你是蒙耶和华赐福的了。
That you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace, you are now the blessed of the Lord.
以撒就为他们设摆宴席，他们便吃了喝了。
So he made them a feast, and they ate and drank.
他们早上清早起来，彼此起誓，以撒打发他们走，他们就平平安的离开他走了。
Then they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace.
那一天，以撒的仆人来，将挖井的事告诉他说：“我们得了水了。”
It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him of the well which they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water."
他就给那井起名叫示巴，因此那城叫做别示巴，直到。
So he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day.
所以这一段故事呢，大概可以分为三段哈。
We can divide the story into three parts.
那么十八节到二十二节是说他们为水井相争的事情。
Verses 18 to 22 talks about their conflict over their well.
二十三到二十五节是上帝在别示巴跟他们显现。
Verses 23 to 25 talks about God appearing in Beersheba.
那二十六到三十三节则是讲到亚比米勒跟以撒来签订合约。
Verses 26 to 33 talks about Isaac makes a covenant with Abimelech.
所以核心的主题就是耶和华与以撒同在。
And the central theme is that the God is with Isaac.
这个不但是出自于上帝自己的口啊。
This does not only originate from God's own mouth.
在二十四节，上帝亲口跟以撒这样讲。
It says in verse 24.
而且是出自亚比米勒的口啊。
It also came from Abimelech.
而且更是渗透于整个故事从头到尾之中。
It really stayed in the entire story.
我们知道以撒一共挖了四口井。
We know he dug four wells.
那么每一口井都有水。
Every well has running water.
那我们当中不是我们现在生活很少有挖井的了。
I know we don't dug wells anymore.
但是我知道我们当中有人他们家还是吃井里的水的哈。
But I know some of us who had drink water from wells before.
在那种缺乏水源的地方，不是说你一挖就能挖出水来的。
In a place where water is scarce, it's really hard to get a well that has water.
所以我们知道这是神与以撒同在的一个明证。
So we know this is evidence that God is with Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕去世以后，以撒就继承了他父亲的产业。
After the death of Abraham, Isaac has inherited his father's wealth.
那么因为饥荒的话，他就从他所住的地方，那个是比尔拉海来，他就迁到了基拉尔这个地方。
Because of famine, he moved from Beersheba to the south of Gerar.
那么在二十六章，上帝说大大的祝福以撒。
In verses 26, God says he will bless Isaac.
结果住在当地的非利士人就非常的嫉妒他。
But because of that, the Philistines was very jealous.
没办法，所以他们就。以撒就要离开那个地方。
Isaac then moved away.
离到地方，他就搬到了基拉尔谷的这个地方。
And then he moved to Gerar Valley.
这是一个很大片的一个山谷的地区。
It's a vast mountain area.
那么将当年呢，以撒就把当年他父亲亚伯拉罕挖的井重新再挖出来。
So Isaac re-dug the wells that his father dug many years ago.
这些井已经被非利士人给塞住了。
And those wells were blocked by the Philistines.
因为当地的水资源非常缺乏嘛。
Because the water source is very scarce.
所以这个水井就是成为人生活一个必须的啊。
The wells are a very essential resource for survival.
而且我们知道以撒有很多的牲畜还有庄稼都是需要水的。
And we know he has a lot of livestock and agricultural products. They all need water.
那么除此之外以撒还挖了其他的水井。
Well, aside from this, he also dug other wells.
但是每挖一个水井非利士人就跟他争。
But every one he dug up, the Philistines will quarrel over it.
他连续挖了三口井。
And he dug three wells consecutively.
第一口井叫埃瑟哈。
The first well is called Isaac.
那么就是相争的意思。
Means contention.
第二口井呢叫西提拿，就是为敌的意思。
The second one is called Sina, that means enemy.
那么非利士人都跟他争，就说这水是我们的。
And Philistines quarreled over the well with him.
到第三口井的叫利和伯，就是要宽阔的意思。
And the third well is called Rahab, named spacious.
故事告诉我们。这个时候非利士人就不跟他争了。
Until this time, the Philistines did not quarrel over the third one.
你有没有想过为什么不跟他争了？
Do you know why?
你仔细去看地图就知道。
If you look at the map.
这利和伯实际上是在离基拉尔比较远的地方哈。
Because Rehob is very far away from Jira Valley.
已经很靠南部了。
Very southern end of the valley.
那么可以看到因为非利士人不断的相争，以撒就不断的南迁。
And we can see every time when Philistines quarrel over the wells,
最后他来到
Isaac just kept moving.
Yeah, 最后他来到了别示巴这个地方哈，安顿下来了。
And he finally settled in Beersheba.
所以有人说，以撒这个人性情比较软弱哈。
And some people may say, oh, he's such a timid nature.
说每个事情他都步步的退让哈。
He just gives way all the time.
不过其实让我们如果了解当时的情况就知道哈。
But if you know the condition back then,
以撒虽然是非常的富有，但是他在当地还是属于势单力薄的。
Even though he's immensely wealthy, he's still very vulnerable in that area.
所以以撒有一个不愿意跟人相争的个性。
So he has a character not want to have a conflict with others.
他宁愿息事宁人，也不愿意诉诸武力。
He sought peace instead of violence.
但是无论周围的环境情况多么的艰难，他都不肯离开这个地方。
Despite the challenging circumstances, he never left this area.
因为神应许他说你一定要在这个地方待着。
Because God has promised him for him to stay in that area.
所以人们彼此相争的话，就自然会有这个嫉妒的心出来。
When we compete with one another, we will have jealousy.
嫉妒是我们非常常见的啊，我们人与人之间的一个关系的一个现象。
We've seen jealousy among our relationships with others.
那么这个嫉妒之心呢，也被基督教有七宗罪嘛，这嫉妒就是其中的一个。
Jealousy is one of the seven deadly sins in Christianity.
嫉妒之心大概人皆有之。
Well, it's natural to be jealous.
但是如果嫉妒之心不得到控制的话，它就会逐渐的发展。
But if we don't control our jealousy, it'll develop into worse state.
那么可能我们就会对人产生冷漠
，and we may be very indifferent.
然后甚至可能有诋毁
，we may belittle others.
最后会产生敌对
，and we may have rejection towards others.
就产生仇恨出来
，and we may have very hostile attitude towards others.
我们知道，因为嫉妒而杀人的事情。也是蛮常见的，对不对
？We know there are many cases where jealousy become a crime of murder.
所以我们应该晓得，这个嫉妒之心是我们应该要对付的一个东西哈。
We know jealousy is something that we have to deal with.
以前呢，有两个商家哈，是彼此在竞争的。
There are two businesses who are competing with one each other.
他们这个店铺呢，就是在街的这一面和这一面，所以两个对付 对门的。
Their stores are facing each other.
平常他们都是来争抢这顾客的。
And they are competing for customers.
如果谁可以先抢到这个顾客，那他们就非常开心哈。
If they can get the customer first, they become very happy.
他们竞争了很多年，彼此还是不分上下。
After many years of competition, they're still around the same.
不过两个人竞争的劲头啊，这个一点都不减弱。
However, the competition never ceased.
那么其中的一个店主啊，他就祈祷神明哈。
One of the owners prayed to the Lord.
哎呀，你要好好的让我的生意发达。
God, please help me prosper.
让对面那个最好让他破产。
So the other one will bankrupt.
那么他祷告了一段时间之后呢，哎，居然这个天使就来拜访他哈。
After a while, an angel came to visit him.
好啊，我听到你的祷告了。
I heard your prayers.
那么决定说呢，我们来祝福你。
Decided we're going to bless you.
你求吧，你求什么，我们都给你。
You can pray, and your prayer will be fulfilled.
这个店主一听就非常开心哈。哎呦
He was so happy.
这个祈祷真是有果效。
Our prayers has results.
然后我祈祷什么都给吗？
Is it true that whatever I pray I'll get?
那天使说是。你只要求的东西我们就给你。
Yeah, whatever you ask.
然后这个店主想想，这也有这么好的事情吗？你这有没有什么条件呢？
And he asked, is there any conditions for my prayers?
所以这个天使就说条件嘛是没有。
Angel says no.
但是后果是有一个。
But there's a consequence.
就是无论我给你什么，我给对面那商家都是两倍的。
Whatever I gave you, I'll give the other one twice as much.
你要你的生意能赚十万块钱，他就赚二十万。
If you want $10,000 of in business, they'll get $20,000.
你要有两个儿子，他就有四个儿子。
If you have two sons, he's going to have four sons.
你要有十亩地，他就有二十亩地。
If you have 10 acres of land, they're going to have 20 acres of land.
哎，店主一听啊，就心里头犯难。
After he heard that, he was puzzled.
于是这天使看他面有难色，就说：“这样吧，我给你三天的时间，你慢慢想。你想好，我三天之后再来问你好了。”
The angel said, "Okay, I'll come back in 3 days, and then you can give me your answer."
所以三天之后，天使又来了。
3 days later, the angel came again.
他就问他说：“你有没有想好啊
？”What are your thoughts?
你到底要求什么
？What do you want?
这个店主啊。我想三天，我终于想好了。
He said, after 3 days of consideration, I know what it is.
请你把我这只眼睛弄瞎了。
Please, blind this one eye for me.
所以啊，你看哈，哦，大家明白这什么意思哈？不用我解释。
Do you understand the moral of the story?
所以你看，这个嫉妒啊，不会给别人带来好处。
Jealousy wouldn't bring anything to others.
其实对自己也没有好处。
And it's bad for yourself as well.
所以我们不要嫉妒别人哈。
Let's not be jealous of others.
但是你不嫉妒别人，是难保别人不会嫉妒你哈。
Even if you don't get jealous over others, others may be of jealousy to you.
以撒就是哈，哎，非利士人嫉妒他。
Isaac, for example, the Philistines are jealous of him.
那么以撒怎么去回应这个事情哈
？How did he deal with that？
我们再来看后面的故事。
Let's see the later part of the story。
在这段经文中夹在他们为水井相争和地接合约的两个故事之间，是上帝在别示巴向以撒显现。
Nested between the story of the conflicts and the covenant, it records God's appearance in Beersheba。
所以亚伯拉罕之后，上帝就祝福以撒。
After Abraham, God continues to bless Isaac.
所以上帝的祝福是贯穿于整个以撒的故事之中。
And God's blessings run through the entire story of Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕得到的应许啊，是有三个方面的。
Abraham received promises in 3 aspects.
第一个是土地。
First is land.
我们知道现在巴勒斯坦跟以色列争的是什么？土地，啊，争土地。
We know what they are quarreling about between Israel and Palestine.
所以在第六章的第二节，上帝第一次向以撒显现的时候，就应许他说：“这个土地是给你的。”
The first time in chapter 26, verse 2, God has promised the land to Isaac.
那么在二十四节第二次显现的时候，又跟他说了，这个祝福也是给你的。
And the second time when he appeared to Isaac, he also said, the blessings is to you.
而且还有一个后裔也是神给以撒的祝福。
And God also promised him descendants.
所以神给亚伯拉罕的祝福全部的怎么样都给了以撒。
Everything that God has blessed Abraham with also went to Isaac.
所以上帝向以撒逐一确认了他给亚伯拉罕的应许。
God affirmed each and every one of his promises.
我想这就、我想这就成为以撒在面对别人相争的时候他信心的基础。
And that becomes his basis of his faith when he has conflict with others.
所以在第二十五节的时候以撒回应上帝的显现他做了三件事。
In verse 25, Isaac did three things to in response to God's appearance.
第一件事情他筑了一个坛。
First, he set up an altar.
然后他在上面要献祭他要求告耶和华的名。
And he sacrificed and called the name of the Lord.
这跟亚伯拉罕做的是一样的事情。
And he did the same thing as his father did.
第二件事情他支搭帐篷。
And the second one, he pitched a tent.
这说明他要在这个地方常住啊。
Signifying his resort to live in that area.
我们可能有人觉得你要常住干嘛你不盖个房子哈。
Why didn't you build a house if you want to live there for a long time?
但是你要知道他们是游牧民族哈。
But you know they're not a nomadic people.
那么支搭帐篷就表明他的决心了。
Pitching a tent signifies their resolution.
最后他是第三件事他是指使他的仆人挖了又挖了最后一口井。
And the third thing he did was to ask his servant to dig another well.
结果，那么我们知道这一口井在三十二节告诉我们，又是一口活水井。
In verse 32, it says it also has water in it.
所以，毫无疑问，这是上帝给以撒的预备。
Yeah, undoubtedly, that's God's promise to Isaac.
所以，哪里有信心，哪里就有神的预备。
Where there's faith, there's provision from God.
所以上帝与以撒同在呢不但是对以撒来说是非常明显甚至连非利士人都看得清清楚楚。
Well, God being with Isaac not only is clear to Isaac, but also clear to his enemy, the Philistines.
所以我们看到第二十六节亚比米勒就带领着他的谋士和军长前来。
So in verse 26, we see that Amalek brought his friends and his advisor.
所以这个实际上翻译其实不是他的朋友哈。
It's really not his friend.
实际上是他这个管理的一个非常高级的官员哈。
A high official who manages stuff for him.
大概怎么说呢这个军长我们知道是负责军队的哈。
We know the commander is somebody who's over the military force.
那么这个谋士的话实际上是相当于什么是处理他的这个政府。这个民政事务的最高的官员，相当于总理的这个角色。
And the friend is also an advisor, is like the secretary of the state.
哇，你看这亚美米勒还为什么带着这个重要的人物来哈
？Why did Amalek bring such important people with him？
你就知道以撒的地位什么呀？相当于一国的至尊哈。
You know, Isaac is almost like a ruler of a nation.
那这个签订合约的故事，跟亚伯拉罕在二十一章。创世纪二十章讲亚伯拉罕跟亚比米勒签约也是非常类似的。
The story of making a covenant resembles what Abraham did in Genesis chapter 21.
两件事情都发生在别是巴。
Both events occurred in Beersheba.
都是因为为了水井相争。
All originated from the quarrel of the well.
最后都是彼此起誓签订合约。
And both sides decided to swear an oath and set up covenants.
这表明说以撒完全是按着他父亲的脚步。
This demonstrates that Isaac follows his father's footsteps.
继承了他父亲所有的一切。
Inherited in everything that belonged to his father.
所以故事的关键就在于非利士人意识到上帝与以撒同在。
The crux of the story lies in the Philippines recognizing God is with Isaac.
从而改变初衷，愿意 与他和平共处。
So they changed their ideas to be living with Isaac harmoniously.
因为这样他可以得以分享上帝的祝福。
So that they can also get God's blessing.
其实这也是上帝拣选以色列人的目的。
And that's why God chose Israelis.
他在那个地方可以全世界人都看到说，哇，上帝怎么样祝福这个民族。
To showcase to the world how God blessed his people.
结果世人都可以认识耶和华。
So everybody can come to know Jesus.
如果现在的以色列跟巴勒斯坦能够意识到这一点的话，我想这个事情就好解决了。
If the Israelis and Palestinians can realize that, I think the conflict will be over.
那对于我们来说，怎么样在一个竞争激烈的社会中得以生存呢？
How can we survive in a very competitive world?
我想亚比米勒跟以撒的这个模式应该是我们提醒我们，我们要合作共赢，而不是殊死的争斗。
The Abimelech and Isaac model is about cooperative victory versus deadly conflict.
遗憾的是当今的世界呢，人们依然信奉这种你死我活，我赢你输的这么一种竞争的这种游戏。
Unfortunately, in today's world, people still believe in the doctrine of competitive games, like I win, you lose, I live, you die.
所以这个信条不但在国际政治、在商业上、在竞技体育，甚至在我们个人的生活当中都是普遍存在的。
This is very evident in our politics, in business, in sports, in workplace, even in our personal lives.
所以人随时都处在一种竞争的一个环境当中。
People feel like they're constantly in competition.
可以陷于一种彼此来争斗的一个漩涡之中。
And it's a never-ending cycle of conflicts.
其实事情不应该是这样子的。
I don't think it should be this way.
那么在90年代的话，美国有两家非常大的公司在竞争的。
In 1990s, there are two big businesses who are competing with one another.
那么一个就是微软。
One is Microsoft.
另外一个就是苹果。
The other is Apple.
那苹果的这个电脑和这个 PC 的电脑，哇，是两个不同的这种风格和流这个机型的。
Mac and PC are totally different models.
那么苹果的这个电脑啊，使用苹果电脑人对这个品牌是非常忠诚的。
The people who uses Mac are very loyal to its brand.
那么随着当时随着这个90年代互联网的普及啊，这个竞争慢慢慢慢的就浮上台面了。
With the spread of internet in 1990s, the competition became fiercer.
所以我到了公司去工作的时候，又发现哇，这个公司里面所有的电脑都是苹果的。
When I went to work in a company, everybody has an Apple Mac.
Macintosh.
Macintosh.
结果呢？过不多久要换电脑的是所有的苹果电脑全都换成 PC 的了。
Soon after, all the Macintosh was replaced by Microsoft PCs.
因为微软呢，这个发展的这个 Windows 这个系统呢，非常适合于这个其他的企业来搭载他们的软件。
Because the operating system of Microsoft helps to work with other softwares.
所以呢，一下这个 PC 的机型呢就非常的流行，没有办法，所有的公司几乎都全部换成了 PC。
PC became so popular that most of the companies replaced their computers with Microsoft.
你说这个竞争就是微软已经赢了，这个苹果已经输的。
It looks like PC has won, Microsoft has won, and Apple lost.
到90年代末期的话，苹果已经是非常困难了。很难运转下去。
At the end of 1990s, Apple's company is pretty difficult situation.
不过微软的总裁当时这个Bill Gates,
CEO of Microsoft, Bill Gates,
他就非常有远见。
And he has a foresight.
他就很欣赏苹果有他独自的特点。
He appreciates that Apple has its own characteristics.
当时他们注入了大笔的资金呢，到这个苹果这个公司去。
He invested a lot of money into Apple.
所以使苹果不至于破产。
So they're not bankrupt.
那我们后面的故事就知道乔布斯就会怎么样，他就发展出，不然我们现在就没有苹果手机了。
We know the story after that. Steve Jobs invented iPhone. Now we all have Apple.
所以英雄是 星星彼此来相吸的哈。
They all appreciate one another.
所以我们现在就看到说，我们既有苹果的，又有什么？又有这个 PC 的。
So now we have PC and Apple products.
所以这是一个很好的例子哈。
This is a very good example.
所以我们基督徒应该信奉的更应该是什么？和睦相处，互助共赢。
Christians advocate for peaceful coexistence and mutual cooperation for shared victory.
那讲到这里，大家可能会有个疑问。
Come to here now, you may have a question.
竞争不一定是坏事吧
？Is competition necessary a bad thing?
这个是我们大家要思考的。
We need to think about that.
弟兄有没有想过竞争是好事还是坏事
？Have you thought about it? Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to have competition?
大部分人会说不一定是坏事。
Most people say, "Oh, it may not be a bad thing."
这个就是世人普遍的概念。
And that's most people think.
让我跟你讲，从圣经的角度来看，竞争本身就是邪恶的。
Let me tell you, from the basis of Bible, competition is sinful.
竞争必然会带来嫉妒。
Competition inevitably breeds jealousy.
嫉妒就会引发纷争。
Which sparks conflicts.
纷争就会演化为仇恨。
And conflicts evolves into hatred.
仇恨一旦生根的话，则就会世代相传，难以消除。
Once hatred took root, it can be passed down generations, making it very hard to eradicate.
所以我们在人与人之间的关系，除了输跟赢之外，我们难道就没有第三条路可以走吗？
Is it possible to find a third way between one another instead of winning or losing?
所以上帝把我们放在这个世界上，不是让我们彼此竞争的。
God wants us to live on this world, not to compete.
是让我们怎么样互相帮助的。
But to help each other.
遗憾的是，这个竞争之罪啊，已经侵蚀到我们人类所有的生活的方方面面。
Unfortunately, the sin of competition erodes various aspects of human life.
所以不但在商业上竞争，
Not only does it exist in business,
工作上也竞争，
workplace,
家庭里也有竞争，
in families.
有没有听过英文有一个词叫做 sibling 什么？
Rivalry. Have you heard of sibling rivalry?
就是你家里如果有几个姐妹、几个弟兄的话，彼此怎么样，都要互相有竞争的。
If you have several brothers or sisters in the family, and they will compete with one another.
那么僧多粥少的时候，我们要竞争。
Sometimes when we have more people, less food, we will compete.
就是两三个人在一起，我们也要竞争哈。
And when we have two, three people together, we compete.
我们说清朝康熙皇帝有一大堆的儿子哈。
Remember, our Emperor Kangxi has many sons.
就一个皇位。
Only one can be throned.
所以呢，就是有九子夺嫡的故事哈。
So there's a story about nine sons competing for one seat being the king.
你死我活哈。
And you live, I die.
即使亲兄弟。
I die, you live. No. Even.
一定搞清楚了哈。
You die, I live. Even if it's within brothers,
就是我们在现代的生活中没有就一个皇位，我们还是要争的哈。
Even though we have no king throne to compete, we still compete nowadays.
你的多，我的少。
You have more, I have less.
你的好，我的差。
Yours are better than mine.
其实我们就是忘记了，彼此和睦比这一切都重要的。
I think we just forgotten it's a lot more important to be able to have a mutual harmony.
所以人类的生存呢，就是在于我们要和睦相处。
And our humanity lies the fact that we need to live harmoniously.
如果人类继续这样彼此相争的话，我想最后从这地表消失的不光是哈马斯或者是以色列了。
If we continue to compete like we are,It's not that Palestinians or Hamas are going to disappear.
我想我们人类大概就从这地表消失了。
Maybe the entire humanity will disappear.
因为人类必须要认识到这种残酷竞争所带来的严重后果。
And we need to realize how bad competition brings to each other.
可能有人会说，陈牧师，你讲的都很对，很好啊，符合圣经。但是如果不竞争的话，我就吃亏了。
Some people may say, well, Pastor Chen, what you said is right from the Bible, but if I don't compete, I will lose.
但是我们要知道哈，我们如果不去竞争的话，我们可能会吃亏的哈。
We know if we don't compete, we might lose.
但是人在我们世上所欠缺的，神都不会让我们缺少。
But whatever we lack in this world, God will provide us.
所以这就是我们在神面前的信心哈。
And that's the faith that we need to have.
那么也是以撒在神面前有这样的信心。
And that's what Isaac has.
这就是他对付非利士人跟他争竞的时候，他不去跟他来争。
And that's why he wouldn't quarrel over with Philistines.
因为他坚信上帝的祝福怎么样，必定会实现。
Because he knows God's blessing will be realized in his life.
竞争嘛，就是双方的事情。
Compete is about two parties.
如果一方在争，另外一方不争的话，
If one competes and the other doesn't do anything,
这个竞争就不会成为竞争，对不对？
There's no competition.
因为确实是哈，神给我们的超过我们所思所想。
What God provided us is more than what we thought or what we want.
争竞的也不会多余。
And even if you compete for it, you won't have more.
谦让的也不会少得。
And those who give way won't get less.
那么这样看来，人就应当学习说怎么样去和睦的相处。
And we should learn how to live together harmoniously.
互助才能共赢。
And help others so that we can achieve win-win situation.
那以前有一个医生从台湾来到美国。
There used to be a doctor who moved from Taiwan to the U.S.
那么他因为在台湾是医生，到了美国做医生哈。
She was a doctor in Taiwan, and then she became a doctor here.
是个女医生哈。那么她在这边的话，她到这里。他没有在这里读医学院嘛，所以他就要跟其他的医生来合作。
She didn't go to the medical school here, so she cooperates with a lot of other doctors here.
你知道几十年前这个女医生在这边是很少的。
Many years ago, female doctors, there are not many of them.
结果呢，她就是医术也好，态度也好，结果她病人就越来越多。
But she has really good skills and he has great bedside manner, so she had a lot of patients.
那在这个他这个 group 里的其他的医生就开始怎么样，嫉妒他哈。
The other doctors in her group got very jealous.
结果有一天这个负责的这个医生就跟他讲说，啊，今天就到这儿吧，我们你就解雇了，你就去别的地方好了。
One day, the head of group told her, "Well, I think that's it. You should go somewhere else."
这个医生从来没有预料到是这样子啊，哈。
And she never thought of that result.
她突然就，我昨天做得好好的，怎么突然间就没有工作了呢
？She was thinking to herself, "I was doing so well. Why did you fire me?"
她自己也没有说准备自己要开业，要好多的事情她也不懂怎么样做。
And she didn't even think about opening her own clinic.Because there's so much to do about that.
所以第二天呢，她早上起来醒了，她不知道我今天要干什么。
The second day after she woke up, she didn't know what to do.
结果她开着车又跑到上班的那个地方去了。
So she drove to her work.
不是她要一定要，她不知不觉就开到那个地方了。
Subconsciously.
然后就坐在那个诊所附近的一个凳子上，坐在那儿就自己就发呆哈。
So she just sat on a chair next to her old clinic.
她不知道自己前面路该怎么走。
She didn't know what her path ahead was.
不过后来，她的丈夫跟她就商量说：“哎，我们自己开业吧。”
Her husband talked to her and said, "Well, let's open our own clinic."
因为她的所有的病人也都在那个附近嘛，哈。
All her patients were nearby.
所以她的诊所就开在那附近。
So she opened her clinic.
同一个 plaza 里面
，in the same plaza。
哎，原先这个诊所在这，他在那边哈。
They're just a few steps away。
哎，开了业之后，他的生意怎么样？越来越好哈。
And her business boomed。
哎呀，这个对面的医生每天出来进去，大家还见面呢哈。
All the doctors will see her in the parking lot。
这个怎么相处啊哈
？How do they deal with each other？
他的牧师就跟他说：“哎，我们虽然是开业，我们跟他竞争，但是我们的态度一定要好。”
Her pastor advised her, well, now you have your own clinic, you still need to have a good attitude.
你的病人都是从那边过来，我们见他就是客气，非常客气，人家 跟你瞪眼你就微笑。
Patients came to you and you just be really generous and smile.
所以就不采就完全采从一种和睦的态度。
And she tries to be very friendly.
所以结果她这一做做了几十年，她的生意这个病人都是源源不断的。
Her clinics open for several decades and she had many, many patients.
所以和睦是我们人生彼此关系当中非常重要的一点。
Living harmoniously is very important in our life.
今天我们透过水井相争的故事，我们思考人类彼此相争的问题。
Today, through the story of the well conflict, we contemplated the dilemma of human conflicts.
那么以撒回避这个相争他得以生存的这个道理。
Isaac's approach of avoiding strife to secure survival
值得我们现代人来思考。
It's something that we should consider in modern times.
竞争带来的伤害啊，远远超过我们所说的所谓竞争有益的部分。
The harm caused by competition far outweighs the benefit.
殊死的竞争，殊死的竞争不但无益，而且遗患无穷。
Fierce competition not only lacks benefit, but also leaves endless problems.
我们知道台积电啊，在台湾的这个半导体的这个一个创始人，他的名字叫张忠谋。
We know the founders of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, Morris Chang.
那么他是在这个领域做得非常出色。
And he is very outstanding in his industry.
那么他在商业上他所奉行的一个道理。
He always has one principle in business.
他跟人家做生意，他的原则就是宁肯别人会辜负他，他从来不会辜负对方。
When he does business, he always let others win, even if he loses a little.
所以当人家问他说，哎，如果面对竞争的时候，你应该怎么办？
When people ask him, what do you do when you're faced with competition?
他引用了圣经的一段经文。
And he cited a verse from the Bible.
那他是不是基督徒我不确定哈。
Whether he is a Christian or not, I'm not sure.
他的这段经文倒是非常恰当。
But this verse he quoted is very proper.
是在传道书的第九章十一节。
In Escalations, chapter 9, verse 11.
快跑的未必能赢。
The race is not to the swift.
力战的未必得胜。
Nor the battle to the strong.
智慧的未必得粮食。
Nor bread to the wise.
明哲的未必得资产。
Nor riches to the man of understanding.
灵巧的未必得喜悦。
No favor to man of skill.
所临到众人的则在乎时间和机遇。
But time and chance happen to them all.
弟兄姐妹，真的需要我们慢慢思想这个道理。
Brothers and sisters, let's think about this.
快跑的未必能赢。
The race is not to the swift. If you run fast, you're not going to win necessarily.
That's okay. Yeah. 真是愿神给我们这样的智慧哈。
May Lord give us his wisdom.
怎么样可以做到和睦相处，互助共赢？
How can we live harmoniously and we win victory together?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐话语给我们。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your words.
借着以撒的故事，让我们学习怎么样彼此和睦的相处。
Through the story of Isaac, help us to learn how to live harmoniously with one another.
不仅是在工作的地方，还是在我们家庭的生活当中。
Whether it's at workplace or in our families.
还是在我们的教会生活当中。
Or in our church life.
都求主你赐给我们智慧的心。
May Lord bless us with a wise heart.
我们知道怎么样和睦的相处。
So we know how to live harmoniously.
能够互助共赢。
And help others to win.
愿主你祝福今天每一位听到这话语的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, may you bless every brother and sister who is here today who listened to your words.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen.